Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
My favorite versions of this song with Eric Clapton. It's cool. It's easy. It's smooth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So credited for inventing the skyscraper, Chicago and its lasting mark of the in the world of architecture is internationally renowned, and the city has an abundance of remarkable structures and no shortage of residents and tourists eager to learn their histories. And we live here. I mean, we live here every day. But what do you really know about some of this stuff?
Well, I know a lot
you
about
might.
It.
You
well,
might.
Yeah. I do. Yeah, I could do a tour, not one of these architectural tours, because I don't have that complete insight into the buildings.
But people who live here don't really act like a tourist. Even the folks who come in the burbs, you know, they might a little bit, but knowing really the history behind some of these buildings is
exactly
pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I found this article at curbchicago.com, one of my favorite websites, singles out 27 structures in the Windy City for architectural importance as well as contribution to our cultural identity. And a lot of them are in transition right now. So, you know, one of the and I'm going to start with the Willis Tower.
What you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Good Lord. But I will tell you, any true Chicagoan calls it the Sears Tower.
Of course.
I mean, please.
But I think it's like that with any structure that you grow up with that has an original name. In other words, Marshall Fields.
Yeah, Marshall Fields. Yeah,
we know it as the Marshall Fields.
And it's still
building.
The Marshall Fields building.
Sure.
It is still the Marshall Fields building. But like Guaranteed Rate Field, I'm still calling that Comiskey.
Yeah.
I'm not a White Sox. I'm a Cubs fan more than a White Sox fan.
But it's Comiskey. That's where we went to see the White Sox play baseball at Comiskey Park. Now,
that's
I've been to the Cell.
Guaranteed Rate Field.
I know it's Guaranteed Rate Field.
Yeah, but other
now.
People call it the Cell.
I know. But we got so used to for so many years calling it the Cell.
Mm-hmm.
And now they switch.
So the Sears Tower, completed in 1973, so 45 years ago, was obviously meant as the corporate offices for Sears, which is now in the burbs, and which might be gone soon. It's in the middle of a $500 million makeover. What could you do to that building to make that over $500
million? It is so huge, and it was built how many years ago again?
45.
45 years. Construction trends change. Materials change. Things start getting old. How many times have you had to change the hot water heater in your place? How many times have you had to put in a new toilet?
Yeah, fair enough.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. So it's such a huge building. My God, half the city could live in there.
But they're going to do a new retail and dining complex at the base, and they're expanding the sky deck that's up there as well. But then there's also rumors of the name changing again.
Oh, no.
So I think you should just keep that the Sears Tower, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you want to put the name on the base of the building when people go by. I guess it's something else. excuse me.
See, you're that upset about it. Look at you.
That upset.
I know.
Number two is the Hancock, of course.
Oh, my God. Iconic, like you wouldn't believe it.
Built in 1969. Twin antennas, of course, one of the tallest buildings in the world. The Aon Center, originally known as...
Standard Oil Building.
Yep, Standard Oil Building.
How did that just jump out of my mouth?
Or
seriously.
Big Stan. Or the Amoco Building. I knew it more as the Amoco Building, but then ultimately...
Well, because they changed their name.
Yep.
Yeah.
Also, 45 years ago, 43,000 thin slabs of Italian Carrara marble, and that was later reclad in white granite after the marble started falling off the building. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
My first time in the Aon Center was 15 years ago. And I met with Bruce Dumont and Angel Harvey to join the board of the Broadcast Museum.
Look at that.
It was pretty cool. It was in her private club or whatever the club that's up
right,
there.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Let's see. Number four, the Aqua Building, completed in 2009, so 8, 9 years ago.
Yeah, I remember that. And
it's a pretty building.
It's unusual on the outside. When it was first built, I started reading stories about it, and I would drive past it, and it took me several months before I actually saw the ripples.
The ripples and the patterns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a cool building, folks, if you haven't seen it. It's the Aqua Building on Columbus Drive, but it was the world's tallest building from a female-led firm.
Oh.
Still to this date.
Wow.
But it's a condo, it's a hotel, it's mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff. And then number five, the Tribune Tower, famous right skyscraper, here. Of course.
Yeah.
John Mead Howells and Raymond Hood, which is mm-hmm. a restaurant named after that. They're leaving too, you know.
I know. Yeah.
They got booted out.
Why'd they get booted out?
Well, they have a lease that goes beyond when they're gonna be here, but
well, I know they want to change all that into retail.
It could be restaurant too. But they want to do it their way and start from scratch. Yeah. But they paid a lot of money to get Howell and Hood out of there. No, they paid a lot of money to get Howell and Hood out of there.
Oh,
like great money to get them out of there.
Jeez.
But it was 1922 when it was built. It was mm-hmm. it was for the Chicago Tribune newspaper, and eventually became the home of WGN Radio, because we started in the Drake Hotel
mm-hmm.
and we were in the Wrigley Building.
And it was also the home of WGN TV for quite a while.
It was in the 1940s mm-hmm. Through 1961. Absolutely yeah. was. And of course, there's fragments of some of the world's most famous structures, the Taj Mahal, the Great Wall of China, the mm-hmm. Great Pyramids, that are all over this building as
Wrigley
well.
Wrigley Field.
Mm-hmm. But now, as it is purchased, and you know, this is January, end mm-hmm. of January here, and sometime end of April, early May, we will be moving.
Yeah.
It might be the offices before the studios.
Right.
What I understand.
Right.
And it's under construction. You know, we've had this building already, I think, in our possession for about 2 months already. So we're already got everything mapped out and everything's moving forward.
And the construction has been going on 24/7.
Now, let me tell you, when I first started here, I remember being down, you know, we had the whole, this Howell and Hood down here, we had the whole floor.
Mm-hmm.
And my first interview that I did on the station myself was done in the old Studio A, which was downstairs, or Studio 1.
Right.
That was down here. It was Spike's desk. It was, mm-hmm. But it was legendary, obviously. They really did upgrade quite a bit of this floor. This whole seventh floor is new here. And every show that I do here before mm-hmm. I go on the air, I go upstairs and sometimes I check my mail. It depends on what I'm here during the week. But I walk down to the end of the hallway where there is folks that are in our offices. Excuse me. There's a collection of photos. It used to be on this main floor.
Right.
And it's really the history of WGN. And mm-hmm. it goes back to the days of the two boys broadcasting out of the Drake Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
We were part of the Mutual Broadcasting Company, mm-hmm. So we had a lot of sitcoms and dramas and The Lone Ranger and mm-hmm. so forth on the station. But there are some great archival photos of some of the music shows. There's one photo. It's my favorite one on the floor in 1933, and it's a couple who hosted a music show, longtime music show for WGN. But the microphone is so vintage, and it says WGN on it. But I walk down, and you walk down really to, you know, pictures of, you know, Wally and you know, right to
and
the
Bob,
the legend, and Bob, and the legendary. A lot of Jack Brickhouse,
right.
Up
Vince
there as
Lloyd,
well.
Yeah.
But I've done that every year for almost 6 years at the mm-hmm. beginning of the show, just to kind of center myself on where I'm at and the privilege it is to be at the station.
Sure.
And you know, to know, you know, the people that walked this hallways mm-hmm. and still do. I mean, when you think about Orion, you know, some of the first shows that I did was filling in for Bill Leff overnights, or working with Bill Leff as mm-hmm. like a special co-host mm-hmm. when he was doing overnights. And Orion would come in at 4:30, and I remember, you know, listening to him with my dad, and you know, when he'd drive me to school, and listening to Wally.
Mm-hmm.
So to have him across from me, you know, was ridiculous. And I remember he said to me once, Orion, mm-hmm. early on, he said, "So David, tell me, you know," and he said it on the air, "tell me what stations you worked at before you got here." And I said, No, this is where I started. He's like, nobody starts here, David. Nobody starts here. And I did a little bit in Minneapolis years ago, but it was like a paid program of new music releases that I did. It was a half-hour-long Saturday morning show through Musicland and Sam Goody that I worked for up there. But, I mean, I don't know if that really counted as a show. But it just kind of makes me think about how lucky and fortunate I am. But, you know, you walk through this building, and even, folks, when you walk up and you see the elevator doors are all very unique and just beautiful. There are phone boxes on the floor that reflect like phones from the early 1900s that are now sealed. But there's mail chutes from God knows when. Mm-hmm. There's plaques on both the walls dedicating to the employees that served in World War II and World War I. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many things that I look at, I see, I touch, I feel every time I walk through this building. And the lobby is even more gorgeous. And you go up to the Crown. We've had board meetings for the museum up in the main boardroom upstairs. I mean, it's just legendary. And it's going to be very sad. And the other thing is, too, is, you know, overnights here, does Matt do a show down here?
Yes, he does.
So Nick, I know, does his show up on 7.
Upstairs,
up on 7.
But when we were still downstairs, Nick would do his Friday night, Saturday morning show from the inside studio.
Yeah.
And then the Saturday night, Sunday show from where you're at now.
Yeah.
The showcase studio.
And I mean, there's people walking by, and I just waved to somebody a little while ago.
Sure.
And especially in the summertime, there's people that have walked by. Only one time did I have a woman throw her boobs against the window.
Yeah.
Some 20-something. And it was while my son was here.
Yeah, that was
which
nice.
Was really
yeah,
nice.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. And the sweat marks were still on the window days later when I came back.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
It was lovely. But for the most part, I mean, really, for 6 years, I've never had that. But I've had, you know, you get kids and crowds in here. Like,
sure.
Seriously, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 3:15, 3:30. It dies. 4:30, you see joggers.
Yeah.
I know exactly when the Chicago Tribune newspaper truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when Siskel and Ebert had their show, one of them got off a newspaper truck, right? They got dropped off at the station. Maybe it was...
The opening sequence.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but that's
right.
What it reminds me. When I know exactly what time the truck pulls up and drops off our newspapers at the building. And we will not have a showcase anymore.
Yeah. Well, if you look up real high, you'll be able to see the big picture windows of the studio.
And
what floor are we going on again? Eighth?
I think seventh or eighth floor.
But
I will tell you something. The views that we will have to embrace the city, incredible views in there as well.
Yeah.
But it's kind of sad all the same because this is a legendary building. And, you know, they're talking about taking the parking lot and building a replica or a larger version of the Tribune Tower behind it.
Yeah. Well, as soon as the building was sold, you and I have talked about this. I said, well, that's the first thing I would do.
Yeah.
Because you have, even though it starts underground, where the loading dock is, just up a little bit is street level, and you're missing that opportunity for all of the potential street level storefronts that you could have there, plus more condos and whatever else they want to throw in here.
We are very spoiled because we park here for free.
I know.
That's going to change.
Can I share spots with you in the new place?
Yeah, we also do carpool.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Carpool on the way.
Yeah, and you talk about the greats that have worked here, and I'll go back even further because I remember, and I've posted this before, I remember being very young in the backseat of my parents' car after some family nighttime, late night thing where I'm half asleep in the backseat, and we're driving north on Lakeshore Drive to Evanston, and Franklin McCormick is on WGN Radio.
Yeah. Yeah, Steve Darnell talks about that often. So did Chuck Shaden.
Marvelous.
And I know there's CDs available of that.
I've got a cassette from the store.
At nostalgiadigest.com. Let me just tell you that. The Wrigley Building, of course.
Right across the street.
Beautiful building.
Yeah. Which I always thought was where they made the gum.
Yeah, of course.
Seriously,
when you were a kid.
When I was a kid, yeah.
First air-conditioned office building. It was also, my great-grandmother came here in the teens somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And from Poland. And overnight, she cleaned the offices in the Wrigley Building. That was her first job. So there's a little connection there.
And they've been going through a lot of rehab over the last, 20 years, constantly rehabbing that place.
We'll blow through some more of these after this on 720 WGN. Day player on 720 WGN. We're talking about iconic Chicago buildings, famous architects, legendary history, some of the future of some of these buildings. So there's a couple others in here. I'm just going to kind of run through Marina City, the Merchandise Mart, which really was big for, you know, furniture and apparel. And
I worked
so forth.
There.
And it's now all tech companies pretty much in there.
NBC.
Yeah.
Used to have the 19th and 20th floors,
mm-hmm.
and I worked there at Q101. And then they moved down to the 17th floor. Now everything, all NBC's moved out of there. Mm-hmm. But what family owned that building?
The Kennedys.
You got it.
Civic Opera House, second only to New York's Lincoln Center. James Thompson Center, one of the most endangered. Because those go away.
They want to tear that thing down.
My father, when he worked for Globe Glass back mm-hmm. in the 80s, I think it was the 80s? Yeah, 80s, 85. I know it was part of the... One of the contractors had put all the glass in there. Not contractors, but I mean, he worked for the company and made mm-hmm. sure that, you know, mm-hmm. that was one of his projects.
Right.
There's the Rookery Building, of course, Chicago's
Gorgeous.
Water Tower.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about the original Water Tower, not Water
right.
Tower Place.
Right.
Excuse me. It was built in 1869, 2 years before the Chicago Fire. Yeah. And, of course, the second oldest water tower in the country
mm-hmm.
that is still standing. The Auditorium Theater, of course, beautiful. That's an Adler and Sullivan building.
Mm-hmm.
It's owned by Roosevelt University, but also hosts the Joffrey Ballet. That's kind of that whole big thing there. The Field Museum is one of the buildings that are listed on this list. The Chinatown Gate.
Oh, yeah.
Which is legendary. Mm-hmm. The Roby Building would be another one. S.R. Crown Hall. It's housing the Illinois Institute of Technology's College of Architecture.
Well, my brother went to school for about a year, IIT.
Humboldt Park Field House. That's another classic there.
Mm-hmm.
The facility has recently taken on new civic duty as a welcome center for evacuees from Puerto Rico following Hurricane Maria. Did not know that.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what it's being used for right now.
Yeah.
Wrigley Field, legendary, of course, and we know what's happening there. Although, if you go by the field, I was there ice skating over the holidays. You look inside the field. It's a big dirt pile inside the field. Some seats are gone. It's literally unrecognizable inside.
But, and they're crazy. Still trying to, but there are things they can't touch because it's a historic place, historic place.
Oh, they've done a beautiful job along the way. I'm in support of whatever they do.
Yeah.
Edgewater Beach Apartments, the Garfield Park Conservatory is another one here. The Union Stockyards Gate, established in 1865.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that's left.
Excuse me, I think. Or the entire Union Stockyards.
Here's a texter, 312. David had mentioned a few months back that there was a 1963 episode of Route 66 where Todd and Buzz are on a walkway that goes around the Tribune Tower near the top. There's even a couple of shots looking west down the Chicago River where you can see Marina City being built. Two iconic buildings in one episode. That's Steve. That's very cool.
Yeah.
I've seen some stuff on Facebook, too, like of Chicago in the 1940s in color. And there's a lot of cool stuff out there.
Yeah.
And I think part of the Stockyards Gate, too, is at the Chicago History Museum. There's pieces of that over there, too. The Roby House is another one. South Shore Cultural Center is another one. The Pullman National Monument. It's Chicago's first and only national monument. Did you know that back in 2015?
President Obama.
By President Obama.
Yeah.
And then Frank Lloyd Wright Home and Studio in Oak Park, built in 1889. Right now the Frank Lloyd Wright Trust manages and maintains the property as a museum. We've had Frank Lloyd Wright's great-grandson on the show before.
Oh.
It's pretty cool. He's a furniture maker. He was actually one of my first guests. It was Betty White and Frank Lloyd Wright's great-grandson on my first show ever.
And have you toured the house?
I have toured the house in Oak Park.
It's
ridiculously amazing.
Just gorgeous.
Steve Darnall, our buddy.
Yeah.
Coming up next after the news. Hold on here. What happened?
I don't know.
Oh, yes, of course. What do we have here? I'm trying to find my paperwork here. All right. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com.